This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Our next guest on the program today is Aidan Chadwick, who's here to tell us about Rock Juno and the annual Kindness Festival. Hi, Aidan. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, happy to be here.
All right. So why don't we start off by having you share, what is Rock Juno?
So Rock Juno stands for Raising Our Children with Kindness, and it's a local collective initiative that partners with community partners and people to work together for greater safety and well-being for kids from birth to older teens.
Okay, and can you clarify a little bit about how Rock Juno connects and coordinates and collaborates with other organizations in town?
Well, so for instance, like with this Kindness Festival, we're working with community partners. Like today, I think we have CERC and the Juno Economic Development Council. It's going to be on our live stream later this afternoon. So we partnered with them to help promote this festival, and they promote their services in, you know, kind of hand in hand.
Okay, so is Rock Juno like an umbrella organization which lots of other organizations can partner with on wellness, child, you know, child rearing, lots of different aspects of that?
Yeah, I think it's own organization, and then it partners with other organizations to help fulfill the mission of raising our children with kindness.
Terrific. Okay. So what is the Kindness Festival?
So the Kindness Festival is a 7-week long festival focusing on different themes for each week, just aiming to promote kindness throughout this time. It's in the past, it's been in person, and but you know, we can't do that this year, so we had to revamp and go virtual with it this year. So we're hoping to spread kindness by having people post about and share about doing the different kindness themes each week. So for example, this week is kindness of self-kindness. So our hope is that people post pictures of themselves doing things that are kind for themselves.
Can you give some examples of what that might be?
I think it would be like, I don't know, like taking a picture of like a meal you cooked, a really nice meal you cooked for yourself, or just a post about like, hey, I took this time to just go for a walk by myself and just be with myself. Just those sorts of things. I think just really easy, simple things, nothing too complicated.
Okay. And then where are you wanting people to post these photos?
So we would like them to post them on Facebook and Instagram. And then when they do post them, we would like them to tag the Rock Juno account on both on Facebook and Instagram, and then use the hashtags. Our main hashtag is for the entire festival is hashtag JNU Kindness Fest 2020. And then the tag for this week is hashtag JNU Kindness Fest 2020 self. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, so if people don't remember what the hashtags are supposed to be, is there an easy place online they can go to get all of this information?
Yeah, you can definitely go to Rock Juno's page on either Facebook or Instagram, and we're going to be promoting this information, especially later today when we have our live stream. That's another thing we're doing. We're doing a live stream every week with different community partners to help promote this. So that's an easy way for people to get this information too.
Okay, so yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what the live stream this evening is about?
Yeah, so this afternoon we're going to be with CERC and the Juno Economic Development Council, and all of the Kindness Festival Planning Committee is going to be there. And we're going to, for the first part of it, it's going to be like a half an hour live stream on Facebook. And for the first part of it, we're going to just kind of describe the festival and give more information and get these hashtags out there and let people know how they can be involved with this. And then we're going to talk to the people from CERC and the Juno Economic Development Council about how their services are promoting self-kindness in the community this week.
Okay. And so Can you describe what you hope to accomplish by the end of the 7 weeks? What are you hoping this Kindness Festival has done for our community?
Well, one of the slogans we came up with was spread kindness, not COVID. I just hope that it's a way for people to really just engage in kindness, and because right now, like, we really need it. Like, there's so much going on that's so difficult. And if we could take this time to focus on kindness and being kind to ourselves and one another, I think it'll make it easier to make it through the winter.
So this year, the festival is a virtual event. The other 2 years that you've hosted it, what did that look like? Were there more in-person events?
Yeah, I think there was, I want to say there was like a larger indoor space where a lot of the community sponsors like came in, and it was all kind of, I think it was either one day or a couple of days. I'm not entirely sure. I wasn't here for those, so I can't speak too much on that, but.
Okay, very good. And do you want to share a little bit more about the services of Rock Juno that are offered year round? I saw on the website that there's all sorts of resources for parents with children, parenting classes, education, outreach, connecting people to services.
Yeah, I think that's their main focus is just connecting people with different community partners that can give them the help that they need. I think that's really their focus.
Okay, terrific. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to share today, Aiden?
Just get out there and spread some kindness and tune into our live stream on the Rock Juno Facebook page this afternoon.
Okay. And again, if you go to the Rock Juno website, you'll get to see what the list of weekly kindness challenges are that you can participate in, and you'll find the hashtags there so that others can easily find it. All right, Aiden, well, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon and that the next 7 weeks are kind.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Yep.